Stephen now discusses Habit 2, Begin with the End in Mind. Habit 2 is based on the principle of personal leadership. Stephen explains how beginning with the end in mind requires a sense of vision and self-chosen values and applies to everything we do in our personal, family, and organizational lives.
Now, as we go into Habit 2, begin with the end in mind. Let me first try to put it in perspective with Habit 1. To use the computer metaphor again, Habit 1 basically says you are the programmer. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind, says write the program. You see, if you're the programmer, then write it. Don't just live some other program out that you don't feel meets your needs and your values. You decide it. You write it. Look at it this way for a moment. Habit 1 is the habit of personal vision. That is, you have a vision or a personal sense that you have this internal power to choose your response and that you can choose it on the basis of values. But notice that assumes values. That assumes a self-chosen value system. That's what Habit 2 is. Habit 2 is the habit of personal leadership. It's based upon that vision, but it's the program that you write for yourself. You take leadership in your own life, in your family life, in your work life. Leadership deals with the direction of one's life. You decide your value system. Habit 2 is based on the principle of personal leadership, of purpose, of mental creation, and of mission. The opposite of Habit 2 is to do no intellectual creation, to have no sense of mission, to do no envisioning of the future, to just kind of let life happen, to go with the flow with no particular focus, to begin with no particular objective in mind. So the second habit, to begin with the end in mind, is in a sense the test of our meaning. What is our life about? What is our identity? It is not to abandon ourselves and to live out the programs that others have given to us and then blame them for how poor those programs were. An interesting thing about life is that it is always created twice. Always. You see, the first creation is an intellectual creation. The first creation is of the mind and of the spirit. The second creation is a physical creation. The home or office or car that you're in right now was mentally created in every detail, and the plan reduced to a blueprint before it was actually physically created. The carpenter's rule is measure twice, cut once. In other words, you've got to make sure the blueprint, the first creation, is really what you want and that you've thought through everything. Obviously, the key is to begin with the end in mind. I think you can see the applicability of this idea to any field of endeavor. I mean, how useful is it that you have the end in mind when you're doing, say, a jigsaw puzzle? How useful is it that everyone has the same end in mind? You begin each project with the end in mind. You begin each day with the end in mind. You exercise with the end in mind. You go into a meeting with the end in mind. Not necessarily that your decision is accepted, but that the group together produces the best decision and strengthens their relationship. In other words, this concept of begin with the end in mind applies to everything we do in our lives, from our professional life to our personal and family life. This is so basic with families and organizations. The fundamental reason, the root reason why families split up and organizations fail is that its members do not share a common vision. What if everybody participated to create that vision and purpose and worked to create it over a period of time to where they really owned it? They felt it. This is our vision. We share it together. To begin with the end in mind is the most important decision and the most significant decision. Why? Because every other decision, large and small, will be influenced by that decision. What are the principles I want to operate my life on? What are the principles we want our family to operate on? What are the principles we want our organization to operate on? You see, you're deciding what are the things that are truly important. This is a very fundamental principle, so that you have a continuing sense of guidance in your life. Then you don't end up climbing that proverbial ladder that is leaning against the wrong wall.